This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Yamaha, makers of the Viking side-by-sides. Yamaha, real world tough. I'm Ben Nulli. Pork exports show improvements in September. We'll talk to a man who knows a lot about meat trade next.
Welcome to Cornelius Country, a region of the Corn Belt where Cornelius Seed lives. Conducting our own proprietary research with access to one of the largest germplasm bases in the world. Hybrids are developed here, produced here, and sold here. Cornelius Seed is developing corn and soybeans that perform right here for your farm. And it's one of the largest independent seed companies in your area. Cornelius Seed. Plant it. Profit.
Joe Sheely is with U.S. Meat Export Federation and says there were several reasons pork exports were higher in September.
Pork prices worldwide are quite a bit lower than they were in 2014, so we've seen a drop in value also. But we did see an uptick in September. Those are the most recent numbers we have out. That was our best month we've had in a while. So we're hoping it's setting up for a stronger fourth quarter. We've also, in just the last couple weeks, had a number of plants, seven processing plants and four cold storage facilities reinstated to export to China. And China's kind of in a pork buying mode right now. We'd like to better capitalize on that. And so that raises the prospects of perhaps a little stronger fourth quarter.
Sheely says Mexico has been a top performer this year.
We had very strong sales to Mexico in September. That was a bright spot. We also saw a bit of a rebound in some of the other Latin American markets like Chile and Guatemala, Honduras. So those were good performers for us. But I think we've seen our prices come together a little bit with for a long time this year. We saw a lot of European pork going out into the Asian markets at very, very low prices. That was difficult to compete with. We've seen some moderation there where U.S. and Europe's prices have converged a bit.
Sheely says the reason Europe could sell so low is because most of the countries had a very weak currency. January through September, U.S. pork exports were down 4% from a year ago, and volume and value was down 17%. Find more news online anytime at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.